Okay, we should be live.
Should.
Should. That's right. That's should. Exactly right. Should. Should is the word here. So we're going to go here and we're going to do this with the phone. And we're going to push the button and then we're going to look it up and we're going to see if we're live.
And I'm going to keep refreshing.
You keep refreshing. Okay, that's right. Dink.
Yep, more bad guys.
Yep, there
yep,
it is.
More bad guys. That should be the episode.
Yeah, yep. Probably turn down the volume.
Oh, look
yeah.
at it. There it is. Cool. That's fine. Now we'll wait for some people to show up. Hang
yep,
out for
and
a
I
minute.
Just got the buzz.
People showing up.
Buzz.
What happened with finishing up 0-1 riders?
We are finishing up the 0-1 riders, but they follow the other format now where each rider actually gets his own episode as opposed to the bad guys, which get, we're not going to talk about this one guy that wore a different hat for 10 minutes, where the riders, they all get their own format episodes, which are now broken into the chapters due to the new format for the show. So we covered the two big ones as live episodes. The other ones will actually be covered in the same format that we use for the rest of the series now.
Yep.
And then this, because this is a way more vast thing, these are more of an easy hangout live episode for us to do now, is these ridiculous bad guys.
And because we is lazy as fuck and got to do that there 9 to 5 work.
Oh, my God.
I was only told last night at 7 o'clock as I'm in the middle of playing Metroid Dread by Scott, hey, I got the audio done for most of the other episodes. I'm like, oh, okay, well, shit. Because
yeah,
I've got other
it.
Shit to do today. So
yeah.
RSS feed will probably be updated either later tonight, if not definitely tomorrow.
At least I told you I finally got them done.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, I got a couple of the episodes ready to go up as well for the actual channel, and they're literally done. I just haven't pushed the upload button. But they're ready.
Right.
They're ready. Yeah, we got a couple of episodes that will be coming out real soon, actually. So, I
yeah.
don't know about Nick. Nick was forced last night, so chances are we will not have him today.
He's probably sleeping.
He's got he's probably sleeping, and he probably also has other shit going on too. Because I think his lady's family is planning weddings and shit like that for something.
Yep.
And I don't know about Shane. It's possible he could show up, but it's also possible that he was forced because it's freaking crazy right now if you work the kind of work that we do.
Yep.
So, yeah.
So, how are you feeling, Shane?
So, it looks right. like it's just going to be us three this time. So far, that's what it looks like.
Unless Shane shows up, just...
He could. He very well could, because we haven't heard anything from him on the messenger. And like I said, I don't know. I know his work has been forcing, but I don't know to the extent of was he forced or was he not forced.
And I know sometime in the next couple of weeks, once I finally beat all of Metroid Dread, because I have a small theory on something right now, but once I've beaten all of it, I know it's going to be just me in an episode, and I'm going to be talking a review on that game.
Really?
Yeah.
I see.
As I was telling you, I noticed it this morning. There's a good chunk of it that seems linear. Like, you could still go back and explore areas, but there's a good chunk of it that seems linear. And I believe a lot of that started in Metroid 4, which everybody knows is the good GBA game of fusions. So it's one of those things where I'm definitely going to go back and talk, like, the history of and go over the game itself. And then once it gets to the end, be like, and here's my rating, and now it's time for fucking spoilers!
Seth Theory.
No. And I would put it over on Sario Says, but I've been busier than shit lately, so I haven't streamed in like a month. Because work has been a giant pain in my dick. But that's what happens when you work at a place that's literally in the middle of remodeling. And you have to explain to people, yeah, no, we moved that from way over on that side of the store over to this side of the store. By the way, I don't even work in the fucking store. I work outside of the fucking store. And fuck you. So, yeah. I come home a little stressed out. And don't need to be rambling while stressed out. Because then dumber shit gets said than normal.
Than normal.
Look, there's an entire stream where I just fucking talked about my sex life.
Oh my God.
Like I said, dumber than normal.
I was in that stream. I was like, what the fuck is happening right now?
And that's the craziness I get up to over at Sario Says. So you fucking click my name here into high chat. There you go. Click on my name. You can go to my channel and subscribe and watch my shit and do all the stuff and fun times.
I see.
I'll have to make sure to come back and actually comment on the fucking video. That way then the people that aren't watching this live will be like, what the fuck? I can't do it. Yeah, it's just Sario Says. You look it up, you find the channel, you watch me fucking play games and talk random bullshit. Yeah.
Seth, link that video to me on Discord.
Awesome.
Lazy motherfucker.
That's the best. That's the fucking best.
He wants you to link that video to him on Discord.
Okay, hold on, you lazy prick. Let me go back.
You gotta share the link to this video, this stream anyway. So
no, because technically posting links in chat will get you into trouble, even if I am a mod.
Yep. Yes, it will.
Let's see, mine. Let's go to all videos. There we go. Oh, damn. And now I don't even remember what fucking episode it was. So this will be fun.
Yeah. Good luck with that. We will be on Kamen Rider X Villains today when we start. And we'll be on Monsters of the Week. And we'll be on 19 to 35. The holy fuck.
I'll find it later, whatever.
I believe that's Akunin Kaijin.
Gesundheit.
And we'll start on the Olgul Dagger. That'll be the first guy we talk about today. He's going to be great. Got a feeling that he's easily the best thing we've ever seen. It's without a doubt, it's going to be wonderful. We've never seen bad monsters from this era ever. It's always been great.
You mean like how like Rider kicks are so absolutely impossible to find?
It's a rare move, okay? It's a rare move. You don't see it very often. You can't find 3.5 hour collages on fucking YouTube of kicks. You can't. Right. It's not possible, okay? Because it's very
people
rare.
People don't have that kind of time.
Very rare.
Got to scrub through like 80 years of Kamen Rider to find the like six of them.
Did you ever see, I think I posted it, and it wasn't even all of it, but somebody did a fucking collage, a 35-minute collage of every It's Morphin Time from just the Mighty Morphin era. And that wasn't the only one I found. I found another one, which was a 4.5 hour long video, which was every It's Morphin Time in the history of Rangers.
I believe that.
It's a long, long video of every single time it was ever brought up in commercials or other series or anything of the sort.
Is that a band
it was ridiculous.
Or is that Shane?
No, I'm pretty sure that's a loud thump thump jam, so
yeah,
that'd be
Shane.
Shane actually made it. He's just a little pissed.
Yeah,
just a little.
Big shocker.
Right.
Shane often wakes up in the morning and is mad that he had to wake up. It's fine.
I understand completely. As somebody who normally, lives the third shift lifestyle, I was told, yeah, you need to come into work at, 5:45 in the morning. And I go, shit.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I get it. What's up, guy? So, we're at 10:09. Shane just got here, so we'll go ahead and give him a second, and then we'll go around the room. It'll be fine. This will be the crew. As far as I'm understanding, Nick will not make it. He was on third last night. That's from what I understand. But, yeah, we'll be fine. So, doop-a-doop-doop, whoop. We're going to start here on this guy, Shane. We're going to talk about this Ogle Dagger Shane, guy.
Look, plus side, one picture.
I know you're looking forward to this guy. He has one image, which almost guarantees us that he's probably going to be...
ass.
Cool?
Chat says morning, Shane, and it's 10, so... Round the room!
Reploid Bill, William Bush.
Seth Lovell, sorry, yo.
Scott, Action Jackson.
I'm here.
He's here.
He's sleeping. And fireworks.
Here we go.
Because Mike fell out of his lap.
Time to check this guy. Bam! Hey, guys. I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys. I'll leave you alone. Oh, my. There he is. He's great. Easily great. That right there is the pinnacle of bad guys. It's pretty much what you're looking for.
Is it too soon to drop the nuke?
That's.
I mean, you get one in episodes. I mean,
if you want to start off the episode with Nuclear Winter, it is possible. It's within your power now.
Yes, it is. It's within your power. You may begin.
Scott's like, there's no negotiating. You all die.
Yeah, I looked at this guy and went, huh, 2.5, because it looks like two dudes standing on top of each other.
I can't tell that if you were president, if that'd be a good thing.
The arsenal.
We now have the arsenal.
Fucking President Scott is the reason Fallout even happened. Yeah. He's literally the backstory of that game series.
Listen. I'm tired of Roman Reigns. Nuke it.
Yes.
Fuck the WWE. Nuke.
Take that, tribal chief. Who's the chief now?
Tribal chief.
I'm sorry to all the other wrestlers that are actually good, but Roman caused you all to die.
No, most of the good ones are jumping to AEW anyway.
Well, I mean, you're not wrong, but you still.
Well, yeah, okay.
This guy's got a bed sheet on.
It looks like two dudes standing on top of each other. 2.5. I'm being nice.
That mask and that weapon looks like we can go to the Spirit of Halloween. Again.
I think you can. I'm gonna go with a 2 here and say you definitely have to give a shit.
Right.
To give a shit.
I'm gonna give it a 1 because I don't give a shit.
Fair enough. All right. What about you, President Nuke? Are you nuking?
I want to, but I'll just be kind and do a 1.
Okay.
He's a 1.625 or 1.63. Get him off.
All right. Starting strong. Let's check out the salamander gong.
The fuck?
See if
this thing's already taken a rider kick to the teeth?
This did not
probably.
This did not get better. Okay. So, one. There you go.
Is this a rider because he's got a belt?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
The bad guys remember? Have that dumb
oh, yeah, that
belt.
God.
Yep.
Yeah, they got that stupid skull thing.
So there's that guy. Look, man. This was the pinnacle of design.
Look, I'm giving him a 2 because somebody left him in the microwave for too goddamn long. It looks like they took a critter, threw it in the fucking microwave, and they were like, I saw this on fucking Gremlins. Put it in the microwave. Hit 30.
Man, these Rider villains. When do we get to a point where they start, you know, being cool?
Hopefully soon.
Probably in the late 90s, yeah.
I don't think it happens in this series.
I'm going to say hopefully later in this episode, but
no.
could be several episodes.
So far I haven't
away.
Seen too yeah. much evidence of that.
No, we're going to be about 2 years out once we finally get to the 90s. Maybe then we might see some cool guys, but
I have no idea what is salamander about this guy, by the way. I don't know.
The claws and the scales.
What? You never seen a fucking purple-haired fucking salamander?
No.
It's because they don't have fucking hair.
Oh.
Yeah.
That would explain it. That would, yeah.
I don't really care. I don't give a shit that I can't come up with a score. I just don't care.
Shane, would you like me to help?
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you know what happens?
It's made the list. Yeah.
Okay, Harry thing is on Shane's list.
Fuck him. One.
That dude sucks.
Hey, look at that. We divide by four. He's a fucking one.
Okay, fuck that guy.
Because he got Christmas from me.
Genghis Khan Condor.
Genghis Khan Condor.
If it doesn't have a fucking Fu Manchu, it gets a fucking zero.
This Condor better be Mongolian.
That's what you get.
Oh my God.
Well, it's got the Fu Manchu, so it can't get a zero.
Is that a dude with a fucking bird hat, bird face on?
Yes.
Head? There you go, Shane. This is
You know what's missing? American flag.
I mean,
America.
What the fuck?
It's a two. It's a dude in a suit. You can literally build this yourself. Fucking.
Why would you?
Why would you?
Yeah. Well, not wrong.
Maybe you could.
You could.
But just because we can do a thing doesn't necessarily mean that we must do a thing.
Well, that's why I said you can.
It's very true.
You can make it. Why? Fucking. I don't know. To waste money. If you're a billionaire with nothing better to do and you just want to make shitty looking costumes, congratulations, you can do this.
I swear to God, that dude's wearing my wife's leggings.
You're not wrong, actually, no.
So I'm telling you right now, this dude, put him on the fucking list.
That's two for the list, okay.
Dude, if I had more nukes, I would just, I would create nuclear winter.
You're not wrong, yeah.
Wait, Nick's not here, so his nuke goes to somebody else.
Leggings, Genghis Khan can get a one, that's fine.
Well, no, because if you're not here, then we don't have your key. Your key to the silo stays with you.
He needs to fucking...
I'm going to be a bit Christmas on this, I'm going to give it a two.
Okay.
And fair enough, and then we divide by five, he's a 1.25, he's slightly better than the last
divide
guy.
Divide by five?
Four.
Did I divide by five?
Yeah.
No, I divided by four.
He must have said
because he scored a five,
oh,
and then
okay,
five divided by four, yeah. Yeah.
That he scored a five, Shane.
I'd slap somebody if they did that. I literally would. I mean, I don't care if you punched me back or anything.
Okay.
I'm going to slap you.
Let me clarify. He scored a five total. Is that better? Because technically, if he scored fives... That would put him in God tier.
He's as good as he can get. He's as good as a monster could possibly be in this era.
I wouldn't even use that fucking costume to wipe my ass. Like, fuck that. Next. Oh, look. Shitty monsters. Next.
Toad G.
What
we're full of piss and vinegar today.
Which rider is this?
Toad.
This
was some Kamen Rider X.
Yeah, I believe we're still in Kamen Rider X.
Yeah.
Yep, we're still in Kamen Rider X villains. Mm. Monsters of the Week.
We're on the Toad.
Yep. We're on the Toad. You ready to see him? Ready to check a Toad out?
Yeah, let's see Toad.
He looks like a Toad from fucking the Super Mario Brothers movie.
He looks like a melted candle.
That's what he is.
I know you don't like this quote, but do you know what happens to a Toad when it's struck by lightning?
Same thing as everything else.
This thing needs to be struck by lightning.
But that Toad was way cooler.
Oh, yeah, that's Ray Park. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Of course, it's much cooler. Yeah. That's fucking Darth Maul. Of course,
right.
That's fucking cool. That's Snake Eyes. Original,
right.
Original Snake Eyes.
It's the Snake Eyes that matters, let's just be honest.
Yeah. You know, the Snake Eyes that doesn't talk.
Right.
Yes.
I'm not watching that movie because he talks.
I heard that he's supposed to take that said silence vow
in that
movie.
I thought he took that oath as a kid.
I don't remember the mythology.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't know much about G.I. Joe. I'm going off those crappy fucking.
I used to read the comics, and I remember in one of the books that I read,
the
he took it when he was
heavy
younger
on Snake Eyes.
Yeah, when he was younger,
well, he was the
I
most
remember
popular.
Him taking it in the comics.
Right,
he was easily the most popular.
What is it?
So by the time the movie starts, he should already be silent.
He should,
in terms of the age of the actor that I saw, anyway. But
So technically, the Snake Eyes movie should have been The Legend of Zelda, where Link doesn't say a damn thing.
No, Link says shit.
Yeah, he says
goes,
shit.
Hat, 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 hat. Right.
It's true.
Yeah. When you drink that delicious milk.
He doesn't say words, but he says
he
shit.
He doesn't say words.
Can't understand a fucking thing he's saying, but...
Right. Although, to be fair, if they actually spoke in those games, like, for real, real...
And listen, we had Link talk
You wouldn't
before,
understand them.
And he should never talk.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, he should never talk.
But no,
excuse me, princess.
But yeah, no, because to be fair, I want to say...
Yeah, that's a continuity, too. I'm reading it in there. Yeah. There's a lot of people that are also saying that his vocal cords were damaged. In the original stuff that I read when I was growing up...
Mm-hmm.
I remember they used to talk about his vow of silence. They would even mention it in the shows. Mm-hmm. And there are two of the CGI movies that specifically bring it up. When I think it's Scarlett that specifically says, because somebody says, "Why won't this guy talk to me?" And she says, "He can't. He's under a vow of silence." And that's what Scarlett says directly. I think it's in the Sergeant Savage movies.
I believe that. No, I just know Gaijin Goomba did I believe it to have been like a witch ninja on Snake Eyes recently, and that's where I got most of my knowledge, because, yeah, I was never a fucking Joe fan.
Mythology like this for toys and shit changes all the time, too, so
right.
It really doesn't matter.
You should feel bad, Toad Guy. You're so unimpressive. We're talking about Snake Eyes.
Look, man, this guy sucks.
Well, look at this girl. She's so unimpressed.
Yeah, she's not even afraid to be caught by this monster.
She's
just
bored. She's like, "Oh my guys, can you guys get me out of this, please?
Could you at least come in?"
Hold on, we can make this easier. One.
You know what? He does look slightly better than the last two, so he's going to get a one from me. And that's his Christmas gift.
Look at this guy back here. Yeah, somebody brought this dude up, too. There's just a dude.
That dude's like, "What's going on over there? Girl got kidnapped?"
It's just a fucking guy.
Mind my own business.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not going to fight a melted candle.
Oh.
Nuke!
You're
nuking
it?
Nuke is stupid.
I'll give another one.
So, a negative 0.5 altogether, then, for, like I said, the Toad from the Super Mario Brothers movie.
Fuck this guy. Scorpion Geronimo.
Is he a scorpion with a parachute?
Okay, that would be amazing.
Native American scorpion?
Oh my god.
That's a figure that... The figure looks better.
Wow.
Well, those look like Native American feathers. So...
A Native American...
And he has
holy shit!
It's not quite a tomahawk, but close enough.
Yeah, no. To be fair, a tomahawk is technically what I'm running around in D&D.
So, anyways, it's a lot like when you talk about Snake Eyes and continuity from toys. What ends up happening is that there's different continuities, kind of like in the Ninja Turtles. Sometimes Splinter is a reincarnation. Sometimes Splinter is Omoto Yoshi. Sometimes Splinter is the pet rat of Hamato Yoshi.
And sometimes it's a white gerbil.
And sometimes he doesn't even look like a rat.
And sometimes the puppet didn't get finished, so you can't see his legs. So, like, those continuities change all the time.
So, how's Metroid treating you?
Pretty good.
Nice.
I'm
a one.
Yeah, definitely one.
Definitely a one. This dude sucks dick.
Yeah.
By the way, guys,
I'm probably being a little too nice with all these ones.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Awful.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't want to ever watch this series.
Nuke.
The villains are villains. Make your hero. Villains make your hero. If you have
villains,
a great,
make your hero.
If you can have a compelling villain,
or a really cool. Sometimes it doesn't even have to be a good villain. Like, think of all the shitty villains. Shitty fucking villains that are in Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, but every time one of those monsters comes up and you get one of those ones that's just really fucking cool looking.
Think about it. Think about it from Power Rangers, for instance. We go from Lord Zedd, who is terrifying looking. I mean, as a kid, he was terrifying at least. To a point, yes.
No, I would still argue that that design is remarkably solid. Proof of it is that when they try to bring that design back today, and they didn't do it. Like, I know he's back, but I watched that episode, and aside from my episode complaints, I have them. Aside from my episode complaints, when I look at Lord Zedd and think about all the modern technology that we have,
he could look sick.
And exactly the level of budget that exists on a TV show today as opposed to a TV show back then, and to see that our Lord Zedd, not nostalgia, looks better than the Lord Zedd that is currently on screen, that's disappointing.
Sometimes makeup and costumes is better than CGI.
Well, no, but you have to look at him. He's like bigger, and the chrome doesn't fit him the same way. It's like a little smaller than it used to be, so it looks kind of awkward on him. So he's got like way bigger muscles, and of course the voice is a problem.
I've seen what he looks like.
It's not the same Zedd, and I know that that cuts back to, oh, well, fucking, we love what we grew up with, but that's really not the only part of it. There's a literal problem with it.
When you go from like a cool villain like Zedd, for instance...
The guy was repeating the same thing three times, so I put him in a timeout.
Good.
What was he repeating?
Who likes Big Cook, Baojuice, and Yugi?
That'll happen in these live. That's the reason we gave everybody admin powers so we could watch the chat and get rid of. Because sometimes you'll get that where you can't keep up with it no matter what you do.
But
Well, yeah. Of course, I can't get the old Zedd voice back. He's dead.
I know. Yeah. But
no, and I get that. But they also didn't get the costume is not the same. Go look at him. It's not the fucking same. He doesn't look right. And I'm telling you, it's not nostalgia. He doesn't look right. There's something awkward about him.
But when you go from like villains, like I said, a villain either has to look cool or literally push the hero to the brink.
And this guy
is not pushing nobody to the brink.
What? He's got a fucking can opener hand? Skin can open your drink.
If I can't
get my drink open, I'll ask him for help.
He can open a big can of soup.
Yeah. He sucks.
He sucks. Fuck this guy.
What? And he's also wearing my wife's
leggings. This motherfucker went back to playing Metroid. This guy sucks so bad.
Don't tell him my secret.
Well, apparently that Metroid game's fucking sick.
Yeah, it actually is.
So, I've been even debating getting it just because I need to never beat a Metroid, so.
Okay, so what did this guy get?
Oh, he sucked so bad that we...
It was a negative 0.6.
Yeah. Oh, okay, fuck this guy. Let's go on to Horned Beetle Lupon.
Damn it, now I got to turn off Metroid.
Lupon the third.
Oh, no. No. Careful, no, man. No. You're hyping yourself up really hard.
Oh no,
for
he's
this
nowhere
guy.
Near. He's no Lupin.
He might have hairy hands.
I always thought that was a weird fucking thing. Whatever.
Look,
it's the 70s. I don't care.
There are many guys that grow hair on their hands, but for some reason, seeing it in anime was really fucked up.
Warping.
Did Lupin the Third come out in the 60s or the 70s?
Don't remember. I can.
I know. I know.
Up.
It's pre-80s.
I want to say maybe late 50s.
Wow, that's old.
Wait, as far as like the very first
Astro Boy came out.
No, I believe he's technically correct if you're talking for the manga, but in terms of the show, yeah, I believe the show was either the late 60s or early 70s. Either way, it doesn't matter because I believe Lupin in this context is Wolf.
That ain't a wolf. That's a magician.
That's why I said I believe.
That's
so,
a cricket magician.
So, about your belief. Let's say we believe that your concept was right, that we were talking about a wolf. If so, this dude is way wrong.
Maybe the Japanese don't know what a wolf is.
No, they know. Like I said,
I don't know what they're hinting at.
I may have misremembered.
He's supposed to be a beetle.
No, to be fair, if this is Lupin, like what you're thinking, think Lupin versus Patrol Rangers, you know, cops and robbers. Mm-hmm. Those guys were magic men that were thieves. Just like the guy on your shirt. Look at the guy on your shirt, Shane. What's that?
That's That's Joker from Persona 5.
Oh, hey, what do you know? A magic man.
You notice that you had to specify?
I have to, because sometimes people don't know. But then I'm surprised when I go to places and people are like, love your shirt. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I think you misunderstand. Mm-hmm. See, on the show that we do, had you just said, oh, like that guy on your shirt, and you just said, yeah, that's Joker.
Yeah, I have to specify because there's multiple Jokers. Mm-hmm. Not wearing Joker.
Really multiple Jokers.
I'm not wearing Joker from Batman.
Right.
But
I love how you also purposely specified Persona, because there's too many people be like, oh, yeah, from Smash? You know, like my new favorite character that they just announced, Sora, who's only in Smash?
Dude, I used to get pissed about that. I grew up, you know, listening to music.
Mm-hmm.
As a legitimate hobby, I listened to every single freaking CD and record that ever came into my house via my dad and myself. Hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of records. Then I grew up and fucking Guitar Hero came out.
Two.
And drove me crazy that every song ever referenced would be like, oh, this is that song on Guitar Hero. Fucking kill yourself.
Oh, this is that song from Band Hero.
Yeah. Dude, yeah. I used to hate that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's got a top hat, so I'm giving him a 1.5. I like top
barely
hat.
Barely a top hat, but...
He's also got a cape, so...
To be fair, I'm at a 2.5, because while the clothing you can go and fucking buy, the arm pieces and the helmet, not so much. But he still looks like shit,
yeah,
so...
Yeah, 1.5. Man, these monsters, they're,
Not threatening? This
1.875 or a 1.88, which means he's literally ass.
Oh, my God.
Did that say what I thought it said?
Starfish Hitler.
Oh, he better have the fucking stash, man.
Oh, it does! Wow.
What the fuck?
Shit, I should have saved my nuke.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it looks like Hitler.
What the?
No, this is why you saved the nuke for Hitler.
Yeah, zero.
Zero.
What the fuck?
Wait a minute. How'd they get away with that?
70s.
Japan.
Japan.
Well, yeah.
What the fuck?
Look, if you need a villain, you've got a fucking villain.
Well, now we have a fucking actual fucking villain. He looks retarded as fuck.
Oh my God.
Starfish Hitler?
Yep.
Stupid as hell.
So I said zero.
Because
I can't nuke.
I mean, you're playing with the concept of you need a bad guy.
Yeah.
You need a monster.
And who was one of the biggest monsters in human history is this man right here. One of them. There's been others that were.
I was going to say, there's quite a few of them.
Oh, yeah, but he was all. But
in recent history.
Yeah, he was probably.
Well.
Recent. We're talking over 70 years, so.
I was going to say, leaving any personal political things mm-hmm. aside, recent.
Hey, Hitler, you know the one thing that we had that you didn't? Ah, we have a nuke and you didn't. Ah. And we stole your scientists to do it, too. How do you feel about that?
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Yeah.
So did somebody
oh, I nuked this motherfucker.
Okay, because yeah. So, I'm just going to give a zero.
I nuked him. He's gone. He's dead.
I don't think I'm going to come across anything worse.
Negative 1.25.
Worse than Hitler?
I'll find things that are worse looking.
Yeah, but worse than Napoleon?
Spider-Napoleon.
I mean...
Oh, my God.
I can't believe Napoleon. Those rocks aren't big enough.
I'm going up to a 2.5. I'm doing it. This guy almost gets a 3. Actually, Napoleon was not short.
Yeah, I know he was.
That was a misconception.
Yeah, partially.
He was not short.
Yeah, it's partially misconception, and then it's partially propaganda.
The Napoleon complex that we refer to these days is not because of his height.
No, it's because he was an angry, angry man with a tiny, tiny penis.
Oh.
You know, like most pickup truck drivers that have a fucking 30-foot lift kit.
Damn!
The bigger the lift kit, the smaller the nuts.
You mean like the neighbor over here?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And that dude's dick is so small, he basically has a vag.
Damn!
Your neighbor's a fucking fuck-ass, dude. Like, no.
Yeah, fuck your neighbor. I nuke his house.
I don't need Dang. His fucking...
But that would also affect you in a terrible manner.
Oh, God, yes.
Your house would be gone, too.
Yeah.
I like
now, if we get a bunch of fucking dynamite, we can Looney Tunes his ass.
Minimal damage to your house.
Wow. Yeah, minimal
at best.
Your lawn might be a little fucked up, but hopefully it'll get rid of that fucking beehive out in the tree stump.
Well, this is definitely Napoleon. If he was a spider, or if he was bit by a spider,
yeah,
and became an actual spider.
No, because if he was bit by a spider, we'd have more troubles in the MCU.
Or cancer.
Well, yeah, or cancer, yeah.
This is what happens when instead of starting out with superpowers and then eventually gradually becoming a man-spider, he just became a man-spider right off the bat.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Also, his belt is crooked, so two. come on, man. You got
to. I'll agree to the two.
I'm sorry, man. If you're trying to take over the world, if you're trying to be a bad guy, at least fix your belt. Get a dress for the occasion.
1.88, there we go.
You think Napoleon fucking went out to battle with his fucking belt crooked? No, absolutely
1.676 or 1.68.
Hey, look at that, man. That's one of the higher fucking scores.
Chameleon Phantom.
I thought we had a guy that was two.
Where do I see a chameleon? Do they even know what a chameleon is?
His eyes.
Yeah.
You mean his eye.
Yeah, because the other eye is on the other side of his head. The eyes.
One.
And he's scaly. He's also, and kind of fat toad-like.
He's also got
which that part's confusing.
He's also got red booties.
I am wearing red booties. Why the fuck didn't you tell me?
I can't tell if it's just because of the way you're standing, but I think your belt might be crooked, too. And you know that's a pet peeve of mine.
Chameleon toad man.
Chameleon from Spider-Man was more chameleon-like, in my opinion.
He's dabbing.
Well, looks like attempting to dab.
No,
you're a fat toad man.
Hey, man, he started the dabbing thing.
He's just getting the
I
beginning.
I thought we found somebody in the 60s that started doing the dab.
I actually don't know where it came from.
Toad dabbing.
Ah.
A little different.
Is that like when you lick a toad?
Is that what they call it these days?
Or are you talking more like frog baseball?
Oh, man.
Right?
Is there any more pictures, or is this the only one?
That's
this is it.
That's
is what
why
you got,
I said
man.
One.
This is what you got.
As soon as you're like, he's dabbing, I'm like, fuck it, one, because I was going to give him a 1.5.
To be honest with you, I personally don't see a chameleon. I just see disgusting.
No, Bill's right. The only place I see chameleon is in the fucking eyeball. Because chameleons literally have, like, segmented triangular eyeballs. That's fucking it.
Actual chameleons look pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, one. This actually looks dick.
Okay, yep, one.
Okay, so one.
Man, this episode sucks.
Well, of course.
What?
It's fucking Monster of the Week.
We're about
they always suck.
Fuck that, dude. We're about to see Leech Dracula. Fucking
Zero right off the fucking bat.
Fucking Bela Lugosi.
Fucking Zero.
Gonna be in this Rider series?
Just the name.
I'm sure
Zero.
They had the money to hire him.
He was dead, but before this actually came out.
So was Hitler.
I realize that. Man, Lugosi.
Yeah, but Bela Lugosi at least went peacefully in his house. Hitler pussed out like a bitch.
Like a bitch.
Oh no, they are storming the bunker!
Oh my god!
Kurt Cobain, motherfucker! Anyway.
Oh my god, what the fuck?
Kurt Cobain was murdered.
As far as I'm concerned.
There's
some sketchy shit going
on
with
that.
Super
sketchy shit.
A lot of people talk about when you're a drug addict, you know how much you can do. He was murdered.
Right.
Oh my god.
What? So, who's going to agree with me? The fucking shitty Ninja Turtle ripoff fucking Zero.
What?
This is Spider-Ham as a
what
green thing.
What the fuck?
So it's Spider-Ham cosplaying as a Ninja Turtle?
Cosplaying as something.
This
is a Zero.
This is the Hold
zero.
On.
Zero.
I'm trying. I got it. My mind.
Shane,
needs...
you wasted your nuke. Say zero.
Dude, it takes forever
this is
to reload.
Fucking, this I is know. Fucking Dracula?
Well, of course, Bill. Don't you know a hair? Your hair counts as a cape?
What the fuck?
And he dyed it. Why would he have purple red?
Look, man. Leech. Evil Q-Bert do evil Q-Bert want to do.
He does look like Q-Bert.
Old wrinkled Q-Bert face.
Oh, boy. Man.
I wonder if he swears more now that he's old.
Man, how can you... How often is it you can drop a Q-Bert reference?
Not fucking
Not
very.
Often, is it? We're talking some old school.
Well, I'm not even right? the only one that did it. There's a guy right here. He called him Birdo at first and then changed to Q-Bert, and I think his comment was probably there looking, because he's 10... I think he probably hit it before I did, even.
Yeah.
Dude. A one for the Q-Bert reference.
Yeah, he
we don't get to drop
could
that.
He could climb to a one on his Q-Bert reference that never been able to make in the history of
this
show.
This motherfucker would have been a nuke, which is why he's staying as zero. Otherwise, I would have changed
for
him
a
for
fandom show.
The history of this show, we have never ever had such a chance.
Right?
We don't get to dive into that old school stuff very often.
Fucking budget Greedo here.
Right?
God, I wish somebody would shoot him first. I'm hoping that when...
They don't have guns in the show, though, Shane. He gets kicked.
No, they got guns.
Well, okay. Villains have guns.
Well,
he gets writer kicked.
I'm hoping
that was Dracula.
I'm hoping that when that dude showed up, the writer was like, fuck that!
Yeah.
You know that rare...
Didn't let him monologue or nothing, just run out
you know
right
that,
or kick.
You know that rare movie barely uses?
Yeah.
So...
That dude sucked. That was not Dracula. In fact, that was the worst vampire I have ever seen, and I have seen bad vampires.
What did we give
we've
that
seen
guy?
Sparkly vampires.
We gave that guy a .5. You can move on to whatever the fuck is next.
Oh my god, sparkly
a
vampire.
Lizard Viking.
What?
A lizard.
Lizard Viking.
Come on.
God.
Come on. There are the possibilities, man. Because you have an axe and a
you got a big lizard face.
I mean, he's got the lizard face, but...
Why does it look like he's wearing Vegeta in space Saiyan armor? Where it's all fucking off-colored and shit.
And then they fixed it.
Yeah, then they fixed it when he got to Earth.
Oh my god, dude, that original color design, what the fuck were they even thinking?
It was amazing.
Oh my god, it was disgusting.
So amazing.
I mean, at least Nappa's only changed a little bit.
I'm glad that when he got to Earth, he fucking stopped at a store and picked up some new clothes.
I wanna believe that what happened was that now that we've actually introduced the fact that there is a multiverse in Dragon Ball Z, I think that there was a shitty-looking Vegeta. And as they were on their way to Earth, they accidentally flew through a wormhole while they were sleeping and switched places with the Vegeta that we know. So somewhere out there,
there's a brown hair
Vegeta still exists. And you know what kind of a miss it was that when they did that tournament where they crossed dimensions and shit, that we didn't see brown hair, weird armor Vegeta? That would have been fucking amazing.
It would have been.
I'll have to check something because I know somebody did some fan art of a multi-dimensional tournament.
No, that's an actual thing. There's an entire comic series. I've read the whole thing.
Okay.
The manga. Yeah, it's actually really cool.
Yeah, the Tournament of Power?
No, it is. It's a universe tournament.
But what
he's talking about, there's an actual guy, it's an independent, who did an entire series of Dragon Ball Z where they do a dimensional tournament with other universes. Like
right next to them was the more or less the same people except for Gogeta.
Yeah. And there's a really cool guy in that tournament where Goku never landed on Earth and Krillin is the turtle hermit and his shell is made out of the same material that's used in the other world where they throw the cube that broke the sword.
Oh,
it's made out of that material.
That's like the strongest material.
And it's Turtle Hermit Krillin, and he's fucking awesome.
Do you remember the Saiyans when they showed up and one fight in, they're like, nope.
Yeah, it's actually a really good series. Unlike this fucking guy who gets fucking one.
By the way,
one.
I don't see a Viking because as far I read
the
some,
closest thing to Viking is the fucking helmet.
Actually,
horn.
I read somewhere where Vikings were not didn't wear horns on
and
their
yeah,
helmet.
I think that's all it is. I think it's just called Dragon Ball Multiverse.
But yeah, no, they didn't.
Because the chat, so the chat was asking what it's called. I think that's right.
To be fair, a lot of shit is fucking inaccurate.
Yeah,
I forgot which country it was from because I thought it was like made by a dude who was from some other country but was translated or something. But
Zero. I don't like this guy.
But it's really good. It's like way fucking better than Lizard Viking.
I'm at a one, so he's a 0.5.
That guy sucks. Oh my god.
And Yamcha was actually captured by the Red Ribbon Army and made into an android. And he's part of Krillin's team. Krillin beat him and brought him back.
So Yamcha's awesome?
That Earth team is actually really cool. It's Videl,
awesome.
Who actually grew up to actually learn to fight and is training under the Turtle Hermit School. Old man Turtle Hermit Krillin, Android Yamcha, and Ten Shin Han. That's like the Earth forces in that universe.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it actually is. It actually is really cool.
I mean, you had to dive into a multiverse to make...
Who is this?
Chicago!
This guy is Ant Capone.
Yeah, because it says Chicago.
Oh my fucking god.
Do you know what a gangsta looks like?
What the fuck?
I just heard some sirens.
Oh, guys, that's from JFL across the way in the park.
Guys, you guys are lucky that you didn't end up a part of his driveway. Like,
yeah.
It's just like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Is that a lollipop? Like a really long, like a long stick
lollipop? It's supposed to be some kind of like walking stick or whatever.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like a walking stick, like he's supposed to be fucking Wilson Fisk.
The chat just said that, the chest is the vest is the Great Lakes.
Yeah, we know.
Chicago.
We fucking live in Illinois. We goddamn know.
Fuck this dumb fucking guy.
He's got a hat. So.
One. It's the best I can do.
0.5 for the hat.
Still the fucking zero. What you got, Scotty?
Because I sure as hell don't like Chicago.
Pass.
1.8. .845 or a .85 when we round.
Ooh, this is a centipede.
Yalkihi?
Sure.
This fucking guy.
Girl.
Girl?
Girl.
Well, I can see the centipede. Easily.
Well, gee, I wonder why. It's probably okay. Because you're like, oh, hey, boobies. Wait a minute.
I'm going to do it. 3. It's the first thing to me that seems like a legitimately interesting somewhat monster.
And this is definitely a fucking monster looking.
She's got the creepy face. The centipede thing really adds to her overall creepy factor.
God,
she's got the fucking hand claws. I like the hair and everything. It's fine. It's a for this era of awful fucking villains.
This is essentially your 5 when you drop a 3.
Yeah. She looks passable to me.
3.5 for me, and only because I can make a reference. She has the uniboob like Dot from Reboot.
Reboot. I'll agree with Bill.
What about you, sir?
I don't hate this thing. Do you hate this thing?
No. 3.
Look at that.
I think this is the only positive monster
on
here.
So far, I think this is the winner at a 3.125 or 3.13.
She's the fucking best. Let's check out Tiger Nero.
Tiger King.
You ain't Nero.
Hey, you got a crown on. Well, I see the tiger.
This guy reminds me of, like, one of the monsters you would encounter in Dragon Quest.
Yep, that's actually what I was going to say, is for the shitty Dragon Quest knockoff, he's a 2.
Yeah, you pulled a Dragon Quest reference.
That's about
2,
the...
2, sorry.
That's what he reminds me of. He's got that one fucking... that's it. That's all I got.
Yep, he's wearing the toga thing. And
2, I could see him as a fucking crossover Dragon Quest villain. not villain, random encounter monster.
Yep.
Yep. I'm okay with that.
Pass.
Like a bee werewolf.
Ha ha. 1.97 for Mr. Dragon Warrior.
We got two more.
Scorpion Geronimo Jr.
Oh, it's his son.
Too bad I can't nuke you like I did, Daddy. Zero. Oh,
what the fuck?
Oh no.
Yeah, I wish I could nuke you like I did, Daddy. Fucking.
You're always hoping.
Peer pressure.
Zero for this fucking guy, too.
Yay, peer pressure.
Once I saw it, I knew I was going to give it a zero anyway, so.
Yay, Shane. Add him to the list. Okay, on the list.
It's a zero.
So he's a fucking... He's as cool as Cup and Ball Mech.
Oh, no. Frankenbat from, it just says, the movie.
Well, this might be okay then, since it had a decent budget, but...
I'm not going to hold my breath.
I'm going to reserve.
Mm. All right, Bill.
What if you did hold your breath?
I'd die.
Oh, damn!
I think that might be the toy.
I think that's a toy.
No, that's
please let it be just a McDonald's toy, since those are always shit.
This motherfucker looks like Frankenberry.
No, Frankenberry Jr. It's a little kid.
Oh, my God.
Yep, it's a toy.
Wow.
We have one
more chance.
Oh, please.
Are you ready?
Oh,
Ronan, I'm going to blame you.
There he is.
Okay, see, that's not as bad.
There's Frankenbat. This is what you got for your movie.
And to be fair, we got the same shit in Castlevania. I believe it was... Oh, God, which one was it? It was the one on the PlayStation, where you're Richter. The final boss is that fucking blue Dracula bat that looks like fucking Frankenstein. And it can hit you and throw you in the pits in the boss fight. You know what I'm talking?
Are you talking about Dracula X?
Yes. Yes.
Well, that's on Super Nintendo.
Is it?
Yeah.
I only remember ever playing it on PlayStation.
No, that's fine. It was ported. Yeah, it was. And the actual one, it's based off Rondo of Blood,
mm-hmm. Right.
Which is damn good for the PC engine, if I remember right.
Well, it's damn good on my fucking Switch. Cause,
it's also really good. The remake of it on the PSP is really solid as well, actually.
Or no, I take that back. I did get that one on the PS4. It was one of the last ones I got on the PS4 was the Rondo of Blood Symphony of the Night combo.
Symphony of the Night. You also fight a blue bat thingy in that, too?
Yes, you do, but that guy's weak as shit compared to that final boss.
Mm-hmm.
Shane, let's play a game.
Okay, I like games.
What is better than that?
Oh, there's a lot of things in the world better than that.
Name an awful fucking thing that's better than that.
So much awful out there, too.
Gonna have to apologize to something.
Yep.
I don't know what, but there are things in your life that deserve apologies right now.
Because
this fucking guy right here is the movie.
Well.
He's the movie.
To be fair, it's a TV movie.
Shh. A movie.
Yeah.
I've seen TV movies much better than this.
Oh, you mean like the Justice, or not the Justice League, sorry, the Avengers? Like the 70s ones where Captain America has a fucking plastic shield? And Spider-Man's in green?
He does.
Oh,
and he was in green? Yeah. That's so good.
If we're talking about those green bell bottoms, I can't get behind that.
Can't get behind that?
Same era, Shane. Same era. Same era.
Why?
And that shit was TV movie.
So what are we giving this guy?
Fuck, dude. A zero?
I'm gonna, I'm at a three. I actually like the way that that looks.
Give him Frankenberry here, nothing.
One. I'm really, wow. Fuck this guy.
Ass.
And, that, and, you know, that's appropriate since, you know, Halloween is coming up.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so 1.47 for Frankenbat.
Do that they, puts us on to the mooks.
Do they even... Do they
G.O.D. S- warfare agents.
Do they even still sell those kind of cereals?
Frankenberry and that?
Booberry.
They bring them out every Halloween season. Yeah,
why does that guy look... Wait, wait.
This is one
wait,
of the
mooks. Wait. Yeah. This man got a fro?
I was wondering the same dude, thing, actually.
Dude, I don't know. We'll see.
Well, it's the, seven, it's the 70s.
I think it's a hat. It's like it's a beret. A
yeah,
okay.
It's like a little beret hat.
Damn, dude. Because of the 70s, it would have been it would have been acceptable.
It's the show's putties.
It was yep. It was the background that made it. Yeah, it's a little fucking
okay, this
beret.
Guy looks actually really fucking cool. Why do your minions look better than your monster?
They got some archers, too.
And this is basic as shit. It's just a fucking black leotard.
It is.
A
it's
one
very...
piece with a red cape. It's
but
nothing special.
It seems to work.
Yeah.
Like that right there, that's a cosplay. It looks like a cosplay. That looks like that looks way too up to date.
Yeah.
Although
to be fair, there was also the that card. With...
That card makes him look badass. Like, okay, the cape, just like looking at the
shit,
cape, I'm
almost
getting
looks like a spawn.
Yes,
ripoff.
I'm getting spawn from it. I'm also dude, I'm going to get this guy a four. Holy
wow.
Shit.
Wow.
Sorry, this guy. This is the best thing I've seen all day.
So he's cooler than most of the other putties that you've seen?
You realize...
Nothing is cooler.
You realize
than.
That the putty of this series, you gave it a four. The putty
mm-hmm.
of yeah. the series, that's mm-hmm. fucking bad.
That is. That's awful. That really is.
So
but to be honest,
so
with you,
he's a four. So
that's the cannon
that would,
fodder of
would
the
would
series.
Would that put him up like on par with like the golems, which are our putties?
Yeah, I mean
that we put a big giant Z on the chest.
No,
and
because
said hit here.
Well, it was a simple.
Please, please throw footballs and baseballs right here. Knock them out because we're little children.
While those putties were very simplistic and. Terribly fucking flawed with the
almost almost on par with the crows.
Oh, you mean the Tengus?
No, not the Tengu. The crow, the ones from Train Ranger
that have the cool hats.
Oh
and shit.
No putty is cooler than fucking Tommy gun wielding 30 gangsta shit. No,
yeah, man, yeah. We already figured that was going to be Genesis for almost
that's
everybody.
Genesis.
That brings up an episode idea.
Best putty.
Best putty.
Oh, that's our Train Ranger. You can't beat fedora-wearing 30s Tommy Gun.
I don't know.
There's been some really interesting putty-esque
I mean,
moot
obviously
pawn designs.
The Machine Empire is hell no.
Oh, fuck
and
yeah.
B putties
yeah,
are definitely at the fucking bottom of the list.
They are for me.
Because once they fucking grow their stingers, they can't even unclog your toilet.
They can destroy it, but...
I don't think I'm...
That doesn't unclog it. That just makes you have to buy a new toilet.
Exactly.
Which defeats the purpose.
I probably would hire a plumber instead of a bee putty.
Good luck in a
but
space plumber.
But you've got
plumber.
Billions of them on your ship.
I'll give this guy 3.4.
Well, that's why I got to have at least one person that knows plumbing.
He's sadly solid.
Yeah, really. And that's sad because...
3.5.
These are just the fucking throwaway minions.
Exactly.
I'm going to go 3.6 to kind of even out Bill's... So we're going to meta this a bit. 3.625 or 3.63?
It won. That thing won. It's winning so far.
End of image.
The fuck? That's one suspicious van there.
It looks like you towed it out of a fucking lake. Like somebody wanted that van hidden.
You did good, Ronan. You did good.
Hey, man.
That's very funny.
Okay, by the way, it's been a while since I've seen... I mean, now that I really look at this rider, dude, your helmet sucks some serious
dude,
dick,
it does.
Dude.
It really does.
Jesus Christ.
But at the time...
At the time...
When all we had was, like, the OGs and stronger...
And we haven't seen this guy in a long
time. Oh, it's been a long time. So long I forgot what he looked like, but damn, your helmet sucks. It's like you're wearing a helmet over your helmet.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, actually.
I don't like that. God damn. Sorry, guys. If this is your favorite show, find a new show.
Because it's certainly, from what I'm seeing, right, your so villains that would
suck. That would put us at the end of the Rider X villains and take us into the next era of the Amazon villains.
Okay, Amazon was brutal as fuck.
Yeah, we could get Volcano Guy back.
Well, dude, I'm going to be honest with you. I thought we all liked Amazon because he was a brutal...
We did, because he was brutal as fuck.
Yeah, he would fucking kill you.
Leaders in general, the ruler of the Amazon guys. Are we ready?
Oh, yeah. Are we hopping right into it?
Yeah, are we hopping in? Because it's 11.
These are just our bad guy. These videos have basically become our hangout with the fans and look at dumb shit.
Me.
So
hold
they're
on,
just they're
I put
just
my
long videos.
Phone away and it's hard getting out of the damn
because the other guys are getting their own chapters now. So I'm just kind of making these our live shows. We don't have to worry about the high editing or anything.
So much for Amazon Part One.
This is Amazon Part One. It's just that's the reason I labeled this more bad guys. We're just looking at the bad guys now.
I'm okay with that, but
unless you want to start a whole new video,
nah. I mean, it's fine. I mean, like I said, it's only 11.
Yeah.
We usually do these. We used to do these for 2 hours.
Well, yeah, we used to do them for 2 hours, but now we only do them for one. That way, then we could take, like, the other hour and whatever to do other episodes. But
I don't have anywhere to be.
We're not doing other episodes today because,
yeah, fair enough.
I don't have anywhere. I don't have to be anywhere until 3.
You want
to
look at that guy?
I don't really have anywhere to be until 1 at the latest.
I got to go to a birthday party, but I'm coming back. After the birthday party. It's for my other niece.
He's the ruler of Granada.
The most I have to do is go Garinda, get my fucking oil changed. So.
And there's a ton of places you can do that.
Fuck that. I go to my dad. He's already got oil. All he's got to do is go buy the filter.
And your dad, you know, just lives in Peoria.
Right, exactly. He's like fucking hop, skip, and a jump.
Pretty much.
And then the worst thing is going to visit fucking girlfriend's, what is it? It's Hannah's mother's boyfriend.
So I'm moving on.
So yeah.
Oh my God.
Now do you see why we wanted another fucking episode? We needed to reload the arsenal, goddammit!
Yeah!
Nope. This is a new era, which means the nuke has been reloaded.
No, because it's per episode, not per era.
Goddammit, I wanted to give the Ku Klux Klan dude a fucking...
God fucking damn it!
Do we want a smoke break so we can reload?
Let's reload. And
you know what? Yeah, let's reload. We'll do a new thing. We'll load up new nukes. This guy already gets nuked by everybody, negative 30. And fucking, I got to pee. Bye.
We'll be right the fuck back. Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.